All right, Ryan Wood joins us now here on The Fan. Ryan, what did you make of the Winston Moss firing?
Well, I thought that, you know, Joe Philbin said it wasn't about the tweet, but the tweet made him awfully hard to continue to be employed. I mean, you can't come out there and basically question Mike McCarthy, question Joe Philbin, and question Aaron Rodgers in the same post and think that's going to end well. So, not surprising.
I wanted to have Rodgers and him in the same room, lock the door, come back in an hour and see what happens. I think that would be a lot of fun because it doesn't appear anybody's really willing to step to Rodgers about anything in that organization.
No, no.
And it appears that Winston Moss might have been the one guy that was willing to do it at this point in time. And now, unfortunately, we don't get to see that, which is really sad from my standpoint. But now going forward, we heard Joe Philbin earlier today talk about he hasn't called plays in like 20 years or whatever. So really, nobody has any idea of the style or what kind of flow there's going to be to this offense with Joe Philbin.
It's going to be really interesting. He's a former offensive line coach, so I do kind of in my mind, I wonder if this is going to be Aaron Jones' time, if they're going to run the ball a lot more. But no one's going to know until Sunday. I mean, we've got to – that's one thing that the Packers, as far as competitive advantage, have going for them is – And Dan Quinn, the Atlanta Falcons head coach, talked about this today. It's awfully difficult to know what to expect from Joe Philbin, the play caller, even if it's the same offense, as Dan Quinn said. Different play callers, you're using different parts of the playbook at different times, different philosophies in terms of down and distance and what to do. I mean, there's so many potential differences.
Does it matter? If 12 is going to have the freedom to check out of everything, does it really matter who's calling the plays?
I mean, do you not want him to have the freedom? That's the tough part for me.
So you
don't want him to have any freedom at the line of scrimmage?
No, he has some freedom at the line of scrimmage, but McCarthy completely just let him go haywire at this point. I mean, you go back and talk to guys that play with Brett Favre. Favre never had that type of control at the line of scrimmage. I mean,
Manning did.
Right, exactly correct, right. And they had one Super Bowl in Indianapolis like Rodgers has one in Green Bay. Same outcome. So
the latitude at the line of scrimmage is why they have only one Super Bowl. I mean, that just seems – I don't know. I think it's hard because of this. His intellect is off the charts, and his ability to manipulate matchups. And, yeah, he does know, but it is. I mean, he's a smart guy who knows he's a smart guy, but that doesn't mean he's not a smart guy. And his ability to manipulate matchups and to identify before the snap weak areas of the defense is part of his skill set. It's an undeniable part. So there has to be balance. I completely agree with you there. You have to find some form of structure, some sense of an actual offense instead of sandlotting it all the time. I totally get that. But latitude at the line of scrimmage is awfully important with how complex defenses are in today's league. When you have a guy with the brain and not just the arm to be able to expose those weaknesses, that's got to be a big part of your offense. So I don't know what the balance is. Fortunately, I'm not hired to make that decision. I'm not paid to make that decision.
Are you not? I didn't know that. I thought you was paid to do that. Come on, Ryan.
No. That's a tough decision. I mean, it's a tough balance they have to find. There needs to be more structure, but you can't just say Aaron Rodgers run the dang play and don't deviate from it. No matter what, you just can't do that.
But I can't also have him checking out of plays, checking to other plays, having his own deal with Kaiser of what they're going to run when they get back on the field, McCarthy not knowing about it. All that stuff detailed in that SI column is all of that can't happen. It just can't. Regardless if it's Philbin as his head coach, Harbaugh as his head coach, you as his head coach, you just have to have better communication with the guy calling the plays and what he apparently has had.
It's going to be important. I agree. And I, like I said, there should be balance. You know, Aaron Rodgers said today, I asked him what could possibly be gained out of these last four games, which I don't know about you guys, but it just feels like a formality and nothing except a formality. And I thought it was interesting that he said he wants to play the best that they can as a team and as himself to give Joe Philbin the best opportunity he can going forward. Now, whether that means as head coach, whether that means as a different, you know, coordinator job in the league, Aaron Rodgers stopped short of giving Joe Philbin an endorsement to be the next head coach, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he comes out and plays Sunday. And if he comes out and throws up 400 yards, five touchdowns, zero picks, and looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
It is just going to fuel
yes.
the conspiracies.
You're damn right it is.
It's just going to be really interesting.
Yep, that's yeah. exactly right. I mean, if he doesn't want all that, then he better come right. on and play just as crappy as he did last week. because that's what's going to happen. Like, you're right. Yep.
Well, if that happens, then people are going to say he's on the other side of his career. And
whatever.
He's on the downturn.
Whatever. And then you can fix it in the offseason, get a new coach, and you got revitalized in the offseason. You flip a switch from one game to the next, like what Ryan Wood just talked about. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And national media, they're going to have a bigger field day than the local media.
Yeah, but again, now let me ask you. Now, Aaron Rodgers talked today. He talked Monday. Now, was he supposed to talk today anyway, or was that something special, or what's going on?
It's his Monday was special. It's his normal routine to talk today. But you are correct, LeBoy, that, letter of the law in NFL media policy, no team, including the Packers, go letter of the law. Let's get that straight. But letter of the law is that you're afforded two players in the locker room that can be once-a-week guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Packers and every team, they have a lot more than two that just do once a week. But Aaron Rodgers is one of the once-a-week guys. So, yes, to talk Monday, which, by the way, was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do.
Yes, it was.
From talk Monday. But he didn't necessarily technically have to talk today since he already met that requirement Monday. It's part of his routine, but – yeah, it's a little bit of a double dose for him.
Yeah. Do you think, Ryan, we're just guessing, do you think he feels the weight of what's happened? Or you think do you think he's like listening to all these shows and watching all these headlines, a lot of people blaming him? Or you think he's got it all blocked out, he's relieved, now he can go in and do what he wants and just take advantage of Joe Philbin and just do change plays and just go run wild?
He was asked today specifically about Terry Bradshaw apparently saying that he got Mike McCarthy fired, which I will be honest, I didn't hear that myself. I guess that happened. I can't keep up with all the national
shows. I heard him. He was pretty hard on him. He was hard on Rodgers.
It's not the first time because, like, what, in 2016, I think it was Terry Bradshaw that said he'd rather have Mike McCarthy than Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
There's history there. But
right.
He became agitated, Aaron Rodgers did, today when he again had to defend his relationship with Mike McCarthy. He's called it a close friendship. He said it was a close-knit bond. And he even went as far as to say that Mike McCarthy has held him accountable, which Winston Moss suggested that hasn't happened. He said that Mike McCarthy did hold him accountable. So I don't know. He had his say today. I think, you know, it's been interesting how much he's defended his relationship with Mike McCarthy, and in doing so, even defended Mike McCarthy himself, something that we never saw this entire past calendar year. I mean, when's the last time he defended publicly Mike McCarthy? It hasn't happened. He's challenged him publicly, Alex Van Pelt at the Super Bowl, this training camp saying that someone needs to hold the young receivers accountable, week four after Buffalo.
No, he said if nobody's going to hold him accountable, I guess I'll have to.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's, don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out what he's talking about there. But we've seen that happen over and over again. We haven't seen what has happened this week, which is Aaron Rodgers defending Mike McCarthy. It's
that's because kind of his character is under attack from everybody for the first time.
No one wants to be considered a coach killer. And that's just the reality for anybody. You
that's
don't
right.
have that stigma attached to you, and you're seeing Aaron Rodgers very diligently defending his relationship and the coach himself.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Read all of his fine stuff there. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Ryan, thank you very much. We'll talk on Friday.
All right, take care.
There
thanks
he
well,
is,
buddy.
Ryan Wood of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple, convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.